Let's turn in our Bibles this evening to the book of Job, chapter 2. Tu vorbamos de sus Biblias en esta noche a Job, capítulo 2. Job chapter 2, we're going to read the first 6 verses we start this evening. We will be in the entire chapter this evening, though. Ella, versículos 1 a 6, mensajes en capítulo todo, en esta noche. Inicialmente, leer versículos 1 a 6. Let's read together verses 1 to 6. Again, there was a day when the Son of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. The Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. Versículo 1, aconteció que otro día vinieron los hijos de Dios para presentarse delante de Jehová, y Satanás vino también entre ellos presentándose delante de Jehová. Dijo de Jehová, Satanás, ¿de dónde vienes? Respondió Satanás a Jehová y dijo, de rodear la tierra y de andar por ella. Y Jehová dijo a Satanás, ¿no has encerrado a mi siervo Job, que no hay otro como él en la tierra? Varón perfecto y recto, temeroso de Dios y apartado del mal. Que todavía retiene su integridad, aun cuando tú me invitaste contra él para que lo arruinara sin causa. Respondiendo Satanás, dijo a Jehová, fiel por fiel, todo lo que el hombre tiene dará por su vida. Pero extiende ahora tu mano y toca su hueso y su carne, y verás si no blasfema contra ti en tu misma presencia. Jehová dijo a Satanás, he aquí, él está en tu mano, mas guarda su vida. Verse 4, and Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for sin, skin. Yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. The Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. Por favor, tome asiento, please. This morning we began a study on Job. It's a brief study, estudio breve. Esta mañana comenzamos un estudio sobre Job. Esta tarde vamos a continuar, mientras lo hacemos, permítanme recordarnos dónde estamos en los eventos. This evening we'll continue the study, but as we do, let me just remind you where we are in events for those who aren't here this morning, or perhaps who are busy praying this morning for personas no aquí en esta mañana posible en oración en este durante el mensaje menciona eventos. Job was a very wealthy man. He had a very large family. He was a righteous man of the highest integrity. God held him up as an example to Satan. When Satan questioned his loyalty, God permitted Satan to remove all of Job's possessions, but not to touch his body. Job era un hombre muy rico, con una familia numerosa. Era un hombre justo de gran integridad. Dios lo puso como un ejemplo para Satanás. Cuando Satanás cuestionó su lealtad, Dios le permitió quitarle todas las posesiones a Job, pero no tocar su cuerpo. En un día, Job pierde todas sus posesiones y todos sus hijos. Cuando esto se completa, Job comienza a adorar a Dios. Su adoración a Dios no estaba basada en las bendiciones que había recibido de Dios. In one day, Job loses all of his possessions, all of his children. When this is completed, Job begins to worship God. His worship of God was not based on the blessings which he had received from God. His reaction was the exact opposite of what Satan predicted. Job's faith stood in the trial. Su reacción fue exactamente lo contrario de lo que Satanás había predicho. La fe de Job se mantuvo en la prueba.
Ahora pasamos al segundo capítulo y al segundo acto del libro. Now we move into the second chapter and the second act of this book. It's my desire as we study tonight that we would be faithful in serving God. Es mi deseo en esta noche que seamos fieles en servir a Dios. God again upholds his servant Job. Dios vuelve a sostener a su siervo Job. We mentioned this morning, I don't know how or why the angels report to God on certain times. I don't know how exactly the scene works. But we are reminded that as a created being, even Satan is bound to the decrees of God. He cannot touch Job without God's permission. Mencionamos, es mediano, no sé cómo ni por qué los ángeles informan a Dios en ciertos momentos. No sé cómo funciona esta escena. Sin embargo, se nos recuerda que, como ser creado, incluso Satanás está sujeto a los decretos de Dios. Satanás necesita permiso de Dios para tocar hope. Para tocar hope. His authority and his abilities are limited by the command and the permission of God. He touched the possessions of Job only by God's permission. He couldn't touch Job's body. He couldn't do anything to hurt him physically because God said, God said, don't touch him. Su autoridad y habilidades están limitadas por el mandato y permiso de Dios. Tocó las posesiones de Job solo con el permiso de Dios. No podía tocar el cuerpo de Job porque Dios así lo dijo. We're also reminded that the trial of Job is not solely for the work which God was doing in Job's life. Job had no knowledge of the events that were going on in the throne room of God. También se nos recuerda que la prueba de Job no es únicamente por la obra que Dios estaba haciendo en la vida de Job. Job no tenía conocimiento de los eventos del salón del trono de Dios. Esta solidaridad en su vida, sus pruebas, no es por usted, es por la gloria de Dios solamente. It's possible that the trials of her life have nothing to do it's me. It's all for the glory of God. And este momento, esta prueba, es para la gloria de Dios. Para silencio la acusada de Satanás. This whole scene is being done, it's trying of Job, is for no other reason to bring glory to God and to silence the accusation of Job, or of Satan rather. And Job had no idea. To start this evening, I would remind you that the plans and will of God are bigger than you. When things go wrong, we tend to immediately ask God, why me? Al comenzar, esa noche les recordaría que los planes y la voluntad de Dios son más grandes que ustedes. Cuando las cosas van mal, inmediatamente preguntamos a Dios, ¿por qué a mí? The reality is that it may have nothing to do with you. Your suffering, the trial of your faith, which will result in your maturity according to James, may be the result of God working in someone else. La realidad es que puede que no tenga exactamente nada que ver contigo. Tu sufrimiento, la prueba de tu fe, que resultará en tu madurez según Santiago, puede ser el resultado de la obra de Dios en otra persona. This whole scene which is affecting Job is a result of God demonstrating that man can and will choose to serve God regardless of the cost. Job serves as a reminder and a warning. There is no excuse for not worshiping God. Toda esta escena que afecta a Job es el resultado de Dios demostrando que el hombre puede y elegirá servir a Dios sin importar el costo. Job sirve como recordatorio y advertencia de que no hay excusa para no adorar a Dios. Your posesiones. You know how many times do I have to get my lungs back? Okay. Your possessions or your lack thereof have nothing to do with whether you should worship God. Whether he gives or whether he takes, God is to be praised. Tus posesiones o la falta de ellas no tienen nada que ver con si debes adorar a Dios. Ya sea que él dé o reciba, Dios debe ser alabado.
Now notice verse 3. Por los hebreos del siglo III. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause? Jehová dio a Satanás, no lo has considerado a mi siervo Job, y no hay otro como él en la tierra, varón perfecto y recto, temeroso de Dios y apartado del mal, y que todavía retiene su integridad, aun cuando tú me quitaste contra él para que lo originara sin causa. Having questioned what Satan's been doing, again here we have the omniscient one asking questions, knowing the answers already. Habiendo cuestionado lo que Satanás ha estado haciendo de nuevo, omnisciente hace preguntas sabiendo ya las respuestas. God points out that even though he has allowed Job to suffer the loss of everything, he maintains his integrity. His character in verse 3 is exactly the same as in chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 8. Dios señala que aunque ha permitido que Job sufra la pérdida de todo, mantiene su integridad. Su carácter en versículo 3 es exactamente lo mismo que en capítulo 1, versículo 1 y capítulo 1, versículo 8. God points out that even though he moved against Job without cause, there was no sin to be judged. Even still, Job maintained his integrity. The phrase is not just that he had integrity, it's that his integrity is even stronger now. That idea that he maintained his integrity, it's not just that he had it, it's that his integrity is even stronger now that he's been through the trouble. What a testimony. Dios señala que a pesar de que se movió en contra de Job sin causa, no había pecado se buscar. Aún así, Job mantuvo su plena integridad. La frase no es solo que tenía integridad, es que su integridad es aún más fuerte ahora que antes del juicio. So the new trial is presented by Satan. We just read it in verse 4 or 5. El nuevo juicio es presentado por Satanás, versículos 4 y 5. Satan suggests it's only because Job is healthy and that he has not turned on God. Men will turn on you when you take away their health. Satanás sugiere que solo porque Job está sano se ha vuelto contra Dios. Los hombres se volverán contra Dios cuando él quite la salud. This is the assumption that's made against God, Job. But how about us? How do we respond when we become physically ill? Do we still remain close to God? Or is it time to turn on God? How unfair is it that we must endure this pain or this illness or this suffering? Esa es la suposición que se hace contra Dios. ¿Qué hay de nosotros? ¿Cómo respondemos cuando nos enfermamos físicamente? ¿Permanecemos cerca de Dios o es hora de movernos contra Dios? ¡Qué injusto que tengamos que soportar este dolor! Satan declares that if God will hurt Job physically, then Job is going to curse you to your face. Satanás declara que si Dios lastimará físicamente a Job, entonces Job maldecirá a Dios en su rostro. Consequently, God has power to say, you're physically assaulted. You are not allowed to kill him. En consecuencia, Dios le da poder a Satanás para atacar físicamente a Job, pero no se le permite matar. So Satan gives Job awful pain. Satanás le da a Job un dolor terrible. Note versículo 7. So went Satan forth in the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself off withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Entonces yo, Satanás, la presencia de Jehová, y yo bajó con una sarna maligna desde la planta de pie hasta la coronilla de la cabeza. Malo un tiesto para arrascarse con él, estaba sentado en medio de ceniza. Verse 7 says he gave Job oils from the sole of his foot all the way to the top of his head. And in anguish, Job would sit and scrape on these boils and then sat in the ashes. En el versículo 7, Satanás le dio a Job sapoiros desde la planta de pie hasta la coronilla. En angustia, Job se sentaba y raspaba esos conúculos y se sentaba en cenizas. I'm going to give you a lot of verses, muchos versículos para sus notas, para futuro, para más explicar el dolor de Job. I'm going to give you a lot of verses here that you in the book of Job that you can use later to see some of what he was going through. I'm going to just give a brief description of the reference. But the English word here, boiled, you know, it's a well-known turnout upon the flesh, accompanied with severe inflammation or a sore, angry swelling, according to the dictionary. La palabra en inglés, ayer, denota la bien conocida inflamación de la carne, acompañada de una inflamación severa, una hinchazón dolorosa y enojada en el diccionario. La palabra hebrea podría traducirse como una ulceración ardiente. The Hebrew word could be rendered as a burning ulceration. In regard to the disease of Job, we may learn of its characteristics, not only from the usual meaning of the word, but from the circumstances mentioned in the book itself. We're told it was such that he took a potsherd to scrape himself with in Job chapter 2, verse 8. Con respecto a la enfermedad de Job, podemos aprender algunas de sus características, no solo por el significado habitual de la palabra, sino por las circunstancias mencionadas en el libro mismo. Fue tal que tomó un tiesto para arrasparse en Job 2, versículo 8. Such as to make his nights were restless and full of tossings to and fro, and to clothe his flesh with clods of dust and with worms, and to break his flesh and to constitute a running sore, and also in Job chapter 7, verses 4 and 5. Como para hacer sus noches quietas y llenas de sacudidas, de un lado a otro, y para vestir su carne con terrones de polvo y gusanos, y para romper su carne y para constituir una llaga o úlcera. En Job 7, versículo 4 y 5. In Job 13, verse 14, it caused him to bite his flesh for pain. En Job 13, versículo 14, para hacer morder su carne de dolor. En Job 13, versículo 28, y para hacer como cosa podrida o como vestido comido por polilla. It caused him to be like a rotten thing or a garment that was eaten by a moth, in Job chapter 13, verse 28. In Job 16, in verse 16, his face was foul with weeping. In Job 16, versículo 16, su rostro estaba sucio por el llanto. En Job 16, versículo 8, para llenarlo de arrugas y enflaquecer su carne. In Job 16, verse, it caused him to fill with wrinkles or to make his flesh lean. In Job chapter 17, verse 1, it made his breath corrupt or his breath stink. En Job 17, versículo 1, corromper su aliento. En Job 19, versículos 20 y 26, huesos se pegan a su piel. In Job chapter 19, verse 20 and 26, it causes bones to stick or to cleave, to be glued to his skin. In Job chapter 30, verse 17, his bones felt like they were piercing with pain in the night. En Job 30, versículo 17, traspasar sus huesos con dolor en la noche. En Job 30, versículo 30, y para engrecer su piel y para quemar sus huesos con calor. In Job 30, verse 30, it made his skin black and to burn up his bones with heat. So look at the description. It's a description in Job para esta situación en la cuerpo de Job. It's a description of what was going on in Job's body with this disease. It's been commonly supposed that the disease that Job had was a species of black leprosy, commonly called elephantiasis, however you want to pronounce that properly. I'm going to kill it in Spanish now in a minute. Which prevailed much in Egypt. This disease received its name from the swelling produced by it, causing a resemblance to an elephant in the limbs. Se ha supuesto comúnmente que la enfermedad de Job era una especie de lepra negra, comúnmente llamada elefantiasis, es que prevalece mucho en Egipto. Esta enfermedad recibió su nombre por la imitación que producía cazando una semejanza a un elefante en las extremidades. The disease of Job seems to have been a universal ulcer. So a singular, if you would, producing an eruption over an entire person and attended with violent pain and constant restlessness. A universal bile or groups of bowels over the body would accord with the account of the disease in the various parts of the book. La enfermedad de Job parece haber sido un úlcera universal, produciendo una erupción sobre toda su persona, acompañada de violentos dolores y constante inquietud. Una bilis universal o grupos de bilis por todo el cuerpo concorrerían con el relato de la enfermedad en las diversas partes del libro. In the elephantiasis, the skin is covered with crustaceans like those of an elephant. It is a chronic and contagious disease marked by a thickening of the legs with the loss of hair or feeling, a swelling of the face, and a hoarse nasal voice. It affected the whole body. The bones of the skin are covered with spots and tumors at first red, but afterwards black. La elephantiasis. La piel está cubierta de incrustaciones como las de un elefante. Es una enfermedad crónica y contagiosa, caracterizada por un engrosamiento de las piernas, con pérdida de cabello y sensibilidad, hinchazón de la cara y voz nasal roca, afecta a todo el cuerpo. Tanto los huesos como la piel están cubiertos de manchas y tumores, al principio rojos, pero luego negros. So, that's the dolor de Job. That's the pain of Job. Consider one other aspect of this, if you would. It should be added that leprosy in all of its forms was regarded as contagious, and of course involved the necessity of separation from society. Or, we'll get very familiar with it, it required quarantine. And all the circumstances attending the calamity were such as to humble man in the rank. The formal rank of dignity. Debe agregarse que la lepra en todas sus formas se consideraba contagiosa y por supuesto implicaba la necesidad de una separación de la sociedad. Y todas las circunstancias que acompañaron esa calamidad fueron tales que humillaron profundamente a un hombre del anterior rango y dignidad de todos. Not just the pain, he separated everybody. No solamente dolor, es separación. Es uno más rico, más importante, separado. The person of Job is not just he wants pain, but now he's being separated from everybody. He is a person of great walls, great authority, a great man, and now he's in isolation. This disease is one of the plagues, also a threat of God concerning the nation. It is sent by God. Esta enfermedad es una de las plagas y también es una amenaza para Dios con respecto a la nación de Israel. Es una enfermedad que es enviada por Dios. I spent some time here with the disease to try and help us understand the severity of the pain which Job is experiencing. Paso algún tiempo con esta enfermedad para tratar de ayudarnos a entender la severidad del dolor que está experimentado por Dios. And part of why I want to do this, un porción para ese mensaje, or un razón para esa porción en el mensaje, es porque es posible, un sabio maligno desde la planta de pie hasta la coronilla de la cabeza. Es bien, es. En este pasaje es. Sometimes it's easy when you just read and says, so it's what Job was, so it was under his problem. Okay. I want us to understand the severity of the pain that Job was in. Not just the pain from the disease, the pain from the suffering, and where he's at, to understand what's coming in this next verse. Please read with me if you would, verse 9. Versículo 9. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die.
Entonces le dijo su mujer, ¿aún retienes tu integridad? Maldice a Dios y muérete. Job's wife curses him to blaspheme God. Literally, just curse God and you can die. You'll be done with this misery. We're out of this pain. La esposa de Job lo anima a blasfemar contra Dios. Literalmente, solo maldice a Dios y muere. The pain is excruciating. Why keep living? It's God's fault. He's failed you. El dolor es insoportable. ¿Por qué seguir viviendo? Eso es culpa de Dios. Él te ha fallado.
It's believed their conviction is that God would vindictively cut Job down and curse him and so end his state of misery. Would it not be better to be done with this life than to continue on in your present misery? Sorry, I didn't mean to say ministry there. Misery. I love them. Love my ministry. I love you guys.
Se cree que su convicción es que Dios contraría vengativamente a Job si lo maldijera y así terminaría con su estado de miseria. No sería mejor caminar con esta vida que continuar en su miseria actual. In our culture, we have many that hold this view. They've lost sight of the joy of living. And serving God even in trial. They bemoan the day that they were born and they blame God for their trials. En nuestra cultura hay muchos que sostienen ese punto de vista. Han perdido de vista el gozo de vivir. Y servir a Dios incluso a la prueba. Se lamentan de ti que nacieron y culpan a Dios por sus pruebas. Job's wife pleads with him to turn to God from God and find comfort in the end of his trial. It is not worth it to keep living. What you have to show for your life. All of your children are dead. There will be no prosperity. There will be no posterity. What is the value of continuing on? La esposa de Job le ruega que se aleje de Dios y encuentre consuelo al final de su prueba. No vale la pena seguir viviendo. ¿Qué tiene que mostrar para su vida? Todos sus hijos están muertos. No habrá prosperidad. No habrá nadie que lleve su nombre. ¿Cuál es el valor de actuar?
Job, flat out. Rejects his wife's plea. Job rechaza la súplica de su esposa. Versículo 10, verse 10. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speak. Do what? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? Shall we not receive evil? Now there is a change for us in chapter 1. In all this did not Job sin. Y él le dijo, como suele hablar cualquiera de las mujeres factuas, has hablado.
¿Qué? ¿Recibiremos de Dios o bien y al mal no lo recibiremos? Entonces no pecó Job con sus labios.
Job refers to his wife's advice as coming from a foolish woman. We're only able to accept that which is good from God. We can only receive from God that which brings us pleasure and makes us happy. O se refiere al consejo de su esposa como proveniente de una mujer, decía. Solo somos capaces de aceptar lo que es bueno de Dios. Solo podemos recibir de Dios lo que nos agrada y nos hace felices.
In our culture, this is the manner in which children are living. Parents are expected to give the child whatever they want, whenever they want. If the child is denied his pleasures, they grow angry, distant, rebellious. En nuestra cultura, esta es una manera en la que viven los niños. Se espera que los padres le den al niño lo que quieran, cuando lo quieran. Si al niño se le niegan sus placeres, se enojan, se vuelven distantes y rebeldes. Exactly what Job is being encouraged to do. And he flat out rejects it. He accepts what comes from the hand of God with humility. He receives blessing and evil. Eso es exactamente lo que se la anima a hacer, Raúl. Io lo rechazo rotondamente, aceptando lo che viene della mano di Dio con umiltà, recibe bendizioni e malà. It's interesting to note the right verse 10. Es interesante notar al final del versículo 10. Dios nos reitera uno más que en esto turbiendo pecó con sus labios. Eso no es una declaración que, de que Job no tenía mancha ni pecado, solo que sus labios no dieron paso a las maldiciones que uno suponía vendrían. God reiterates us for us one more time that in this, Job still did not sin with his lips. It's not a declaration that Job is spotless and sinless, only that his lips did not give way to the cursings which one would suppose would come. In verse 13, we find that his grief was so deep that when his friends came home, they spent an entire week with him and they didn't say a single word. En el versículo 13, encontramos que su dolor era tan profundo que cuando sus amigos vinieron a él, pasaron una semana entera con él sin decir una palabra. Note el versículo 13, notice verse 13. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Así se sentaron con él en la tierra por 7 días y 7 noches. Ninguno le hablaba palabra, porque veían que su dolor era muy grande. Not only has Job lost everything, not only is Job suffering an immense amount of physical pain, now his wife, his helpmate, has encouraged him to denounce his integrity and curse God. No solo Job lo ha pedido todo, Job no solo está sufriendo inmensas cantidades de dolor físico. Ahora su esposa, su ayuda y donde lo ha animado a denunciar su integridad y maldecir a Dios. As an aside, the Bible does not state this. I mentioned in the youth group that they need to pay attention to this part. The Bible does not state this, and there's no biblical or extra-biblical evidence, but there is a supposition that the wife of Job is Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. So these events then take place during the time that Israel is in Egypt. Aparte, la Biblia no dice esto. Y no hay evidencia bíblica, no extra-bíblica. Es opiniones de diferentes comentaristas en judeo. Pero se supone que la esposa de Job es Dina, la hija de Jacob, y que estos eventos luego suceden durante el tiempo que Israel es en Egipto. Es opinión. This is a position, and with it comes a much more elaborate discourse of simple curse God and die. They actually, instead of having those few words, have an entire paragraph, because they cannot. And the explanation I'm giving for it is the reason is they cannot see any woman being that upset with her husband, suffering that much, reducing herself to only giving him 4 words. So they've written the entire paragraphs of what she actually said to John. Okay? Others not in the group do not know the name of his wife. I'm more of the opinion that this account predates Abraham. But there's too little known to be dogmatic either. Okay? I can't put all that in Spanish, I'm sorry. Esta es una suposición, y con ella viene un discurso mucho más elaborado que el simple maldecir a Dios y morir, porque esposa es muy, ha hecho muchos problemas con la posición de Job, y para 4 palabras, cuando hijo no es todo, eso para grafinas, para opinión de la discusión de otros, y yo estoy en ese grupo, no conocen el nombre de este esposo, y soy de la opinión de que este relato es anterior a Abraham, se sabe muy poco para ser dogmático. Application. This evening we spent our time in the second chapter of Job. We've come to a man who is in great physical pain and much grievous sorrow with the loss of children and possessions. Hemos pasado nuestro tiempo en el segundo capítulo de Job. Hemos venido a un hombre que está en gran dolor físico y en mucho dolor de tristeza con la pérdida de hijos y posesiones. As Job endures his trial, he maintains his integrity. He does not curse God. He does not sin with his lips. Mientras Job soporta esta prueba, mantiene su
integridad y no maldice a Dios, no peca con sus labios. What are often we sin with our lips? How great does the trial need to be before we begin to curse God and blame Him for our trials? How harsh does the sentence need to be before we prefer death to living? Me pregunto, ¿con qué frecuencia pecamos con nuestros labios? ¿Cuán grande debe ser la prueba antes de que comencemos a maldecir a Dios y culparlo por nuestras pruebas? ¿Cuán dura debe ser la sentencia antes de que preferamos la muerte a la vida? It's my prayer that in our lives we live so close to God that whether in life or in death, whether in joy or in misery, whether in health or in sickness, whether richer or poorer, that we would worship and praise God who alone is worthy to be praised. Es mi oración que en nuestras vidas vivamos tan cerca de Dios que ya sea en la vida o en la muerte, ya sea en la alegría o en la miseria, ya sea en la salud o en la enfermedad, ya sea en la riqueza o en la pobreza, adoremos y alabar a Dios, el único digno de ser alabado. Is God worthy to be praised when things are going well? Then God is worthy to be praised when things go wrong. Our circumstances of life do not change the character of the immutable God. Es Dios digno de ser alabado cuando las cosas van bien. Entonces Dios es digno de ser alabado cuando las cosas van mal. Nuestras circunstancias de vida no cambian el carácter de Dios inmutable. Will you praise and worship God at all times in your life? Alabarás y adorarás a Dios en todo momento de tu vida. Vamos a orar. Father, I thank you for an opportunity to spend some time. Father, I thank you for the reminder. As difficult as it is, to be reminded that my circumstances are not an excuse to stop worshiping and praising you. Whether I receive from your hand good and blessing, or whether I receive from your hand difficulties and problems, you are still God, are still worthy of my praise and my worship. I ask God to guide and direct in our hearts. May we be a people who worship the true and living God. And may we declare your greatness. Thank you, Father, for the joy and the delight of being here this evening. We ask you to dismiss us with your blessing, for it's in Christ Jesus' name.